Shvius, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1-6. We now come to a new halacha. Up to now we've said that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a requirement, midoraisa, to not plow in the field within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, of the seventh year. If it's a regular field, one could only plow midorabanan up to Pesach of the sixth year, and if it meets certain criteria to define itself as a stay ilan, an orchard, then one could plow all the way up to Atzeres 7 weeks later after Pesach till the Shavuos holiday. However, now we have another din. This is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, says the Rosh, is brought down by the Tosfos Yom Tov, which says, Eser Netios, if you have 10 saplings growing in a Besa, and they're Mufuzaras Besoch Besa, they're scattered throughout a given Besa, then Chorshin Kol Besan Bishvilan, you could plow the entire Besa Bishvilan on their behalf. The idea being that since Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, Hashem is merciful and has a special dispensation so people shouldn't lose money, and since Netios saplings are very sensitive, Hashem allowed that one could plow all the way up to Rosh Hashanah itself, the beginning of the Shemitah year, if it's going to help these saplings to grow and survive, because saplings are sensitive and hard to find it hard to make it. So as long as you have 10 saplings in a Besa, exactly 10, you could plow the entire Besa on behalf of those 10. Up ad Rosh Hashanah until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Hayo asuyos shura, if however the 10 are not mufuzarot, they're not scattered throughout the Besa, but rather they're done in a single row. According to the Bartanura, shura here means like a choma, a wall. They form like a wall, but the Rambam speaks out in the parish, it's in a single row. So then they're not spread out, and therefore if one would be plowing at a great distance from this row of saplings, it wouldn't look like he's plowing on behalf of the saplings. He's plowing on behalf of the rest of the field for planting there. That would be disallowed. And similarly, umukafos atara, if, according to the Bartanura, they're surrounded by a wall. Mukafos atara literally means surrounded by a crown. So according to the Bartanura, it means there's an atara, like a round crown of a geder, of a wall, that goes around the trees. And if that's the case, so then again, plowing outside of the wall is restricted. To the usual rules of a stay lavan, only within that wall would be allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. According to the Rambam, mukafas atara doesn't mean surrounded by a wall, but rather it's in a ring formation. So shura is a straight line, 10 in a row, and mukafas shura means 10 like in a circle, or perhaps in a semicircle. You know, so since they're curved like a tiara shape, so in those kind of cases you can't. You can't plow the entire Besa, only in the area right around those trees, meaning just two amos on the outside of those trees and the intervening space between the trees, which would benefit the trees because they're just saplings. But beyond that, one couldn't plow past Pesach of the sixth year. Again, just halacha l'maaseh, I just can't say enough times. We passen like Rabbi Yishmael, which means it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai to have Tosefes Shemitah, and since there's no Beis HaMikdash, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai doesn't apply, and therefore one could plow any field up to Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, and none of these Mishnayos actually Halacha apply B'zman Hazeh.